morning. Oh, the whole front row is filled. Nice. Well, I was thinking about Jesus sitting down with his disciples before he had the final supper, before he was taken to be crucified. And I just thought about, what does that feel like for Jesus, but also for the apostles sitting there? I was thinking, I can't imagine how I would feel if one of my friends was sitting down, knowing what their fate was, and all of us having no clue, and all of a sudden they break the news. This is what's happening. And, you know, I would have a lot of tears, I'm assuming, you know, a lot of hugs, a lot of trying to wrap your brain around what's happening. And sometimes I thought, ignorance really is bliss. Sometimes the not knowing is really a blessing in our lives. And we ask for all these things all the time. We pray for all this stuff. And when we get too specific, it might not be the right thing to be asking for. And really, only God really knows, right? So I wanted to share, I was seeking God's guidance in how to pray to him for me specifically. I think we all have a different route that works for us, I guess. And I so hard wanted to be able to, like, focus my chi and, like, find the inner peace and the quiet spot where I get to sit and hear God's voice literally or something, right? I was trying for that. Just doesn't happen for me. My mind just goes a little too fast or it's too noisy in there. So one thing that started to happen, though, was when I kept asking him to help me figure out how to pray to him, not that my prayers really changed, but something changed where I had this pattern happen where for every like 1 or 2 weeks, sometimes longer, a word just kept coming to me everywhere. And I think I've talked about this a little bit before. But the list just keeps growing. So some of the words that I've heard make me focus. The first one was humble. And the second one was be still. And then there was change. Surrender. Sacrifice. And now contentment. That's hard. Contentment is hard. So I have a autoimmune disorder. I haven't shared that necessarily with everybody, but I do have an autoimmune disorder, and it affects all of like my joints, my eyes, my sinuses, things like that that require lubrication and moisture. And I'm starting to have some mild complications with that. And so I thought, you know, I think I'm going to look into a support group. I'm curious. I want to see what other people are experiencing. That was not a good idea. About 1 week in, and I totally left the group because, as I said, ignorance is bliss. Knowing my fate, or what I think could possibly be my fate, was way too hard for me. I didn't want to know the reality. I don't want to know the reality of that. I'm just going to let my body truck along, and as things come up, I will deal with that. So Jesus, knowing what he was about to go into, knowing what that torture is like, seeing it happen to other people, experiencing torture prior to that in other ways, the emotional battle that, and just the ability to be stoic and to be sitting in front of people that you love, that you've spent numerous days, hours, weeks, months walking alongside, touching lives and helping other people and hoping that what he's taught is going to be passed on enough and that they're going to grasp it and get it. I just can't imagine that because I'm not strong enough. Thankfully, he was. And so I would ask that you would share this meal with me in remembrance of his strength and his ability to do what we can't.